Let's go back to our phone lines. I think we got Maureen back. How can we help you? San Mateo, California. Sorry we lost you there.
Thank you, Father, for taking my call. I have a discussion with my friend who says we need God. Or no, God needs us. And I said, God doesn't need us. We want God.
Well,
does God need us?
Well, here's a great example of seldom affirm, never deny, always distinguish. In God's self, no, God does not need us. He's perfectly, has everything God needs for God. It was freely out of love that God created us to expand, if you will, his divine family beyond just the triune Father, Son, and Holy Spirit to include human persons, also to include angelic persons. So it's out of love that God created us. God doesn't need us. That being said, having created us, though, he does give us a share not only in his divine life, but he gives us a share in building up his community and building up his kingdom. So because it's for our good, God gives us a share in his divine plan, and that's why we are taught by the Lord to seek first his kingdom. So God gives us a share, so now God does have us play a very vital role in building up his kingdom, but he did that for us. It's much like parents having children. Parents don't necessarily have to have children to be fulfilled, but having children, then they share their life with them, and they also share with them the wonderful responsibilities of building up a family, building up a community, keeping a house, all of that, because it's good for them. And so God doesn't need us, but he created us, and we definitely need God because we were made for relationship with God.
That's a beautiful answer. Thank you very much.
Thank you. I'm glad you were able to get back. Sorry again about the problems at the beginning there.